Good morning. I'm downstairs in the Gawler Civic Centre with Melinda, who is Library Promotions and Digital Literacy Officer.
Yep.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Jeanette. Thank you for having me.
Melinda's going to explain what is happening over winter in our wonderful libraries.
Well, so we've just released our winter edition of Shelf Talk, so if you're interested in grabbing a copy of that, it should be in both of our libraries, and you can also find a copy to download from our website if you don't want to venture out into this cold weather. So it will cover June, July and August, and we have a massive July. I'm just going to jump straight to the middle. We've got a massive July coming up, what with it being school holidays. And we also participate in something called Firstival. Firstival is a statewide initiative from Libraries SA, and all the libraries in the state get involved, and we should have little colourful brochures in the libraries very soon. You can pick them up, and there'll be opportunities for you to try something new in libraries all over the state. So you'll hear about it over the radio, on TV, it'll be everywhere. And Gawler Libraries are participating in that. One of the events that we'll be doing is Cram Dye Your First T-Shirt. So that will be with Annette over at the Evanston Gardens Library. So there'll be two sessions. So if you're interested in that, definitely book yourself in, because places won't last. That's just one. There are hundreds of events all over the state. So have a look at their website and see if there's something in there that you're interested in. There are paid and free opportunities to try something new all over the state. So jump on the website and have a look and see what you can find. Also in July, it is called Plastic Free July. So we have a lot of events where we're trying to veer away from using plastic for anything, and we will be putting some helpful hints on our social media every day throughout July to give you a few different ideas on how to reduce the plastic in your
fantastic
lives. So yeah, that will be good. With June, very full calendar, so have a look at our calendars in the Shelf Talk magazine, or while you're in, there's posters up around. The other way you can see what's on is using our Humanitix site. So we have everything scheduled in there up until the end of August.
Because it is important to book.
Absolutely. We need the bookings, because when we have the numbers, then we know we're heading in the right direction and we can continue doing activities. Yes. When we don't get the bookings, then we have to cancel. So it's disappointing if someone was hoping to come but didn't book.
So really important to book, because it just helps you with organising as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's really useful to know how many people are actually coming to an
and
event.
When we're paying for facilitators, we would really like to get our community's money worth. So,
yes.
The other thing to note in August is we are having the Gawler Jobs and Pathways Expo. So this will be a really big partnership between the Gawler Libraries and Gawler Youth and Workforce Australia Local Jobs for the Adelaide North. It'll be a full day activity. It's free. It's for 16 and up. There'll be resume workshops, apprenticeships and traineeships information available. We'll be having LinkedIn headshots, so you can furnish your LinkedIn and help look for work. We have two QR codes available. One is for exhibitors, so if you're keen to be an exhibitor at this expo, please scan that, enter in all of your details so that we can get in contact with you. If you want to attend, then you can scan that and let us know that you're interested, so that again we have that information, that data, that we've got lots of people coming, and that will be a really big, fun, interesting expo. So we can't wait to do that. So that will be the 22nd of August on a Thursday.
They're useful, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. We have the library book sale that will be on the 13th of July. So that'll be the middle Saturday of the school holidays. So come in, bring the kids, bring a big bag and grab all the bargains and the goodies that you can find. We're also partnering with Adelaide Plains Chapter and Verse
Festival of Words.
Festival of Words, yep. For an immersive storytelling, a deep dive into writing compelling scenes with Joanne Spears. So that will be really interesting. And if you're a budding writer, you should definitely grab a ticket to that one. That will be really interesting and a great way to chat to fellow writers and get ideas. So definitely jump on that one. And if you're looking for an interesting, creative way to record your reading lists rather than just a list, and we all like to have a bit of a colour in, it helps with our mental health.
It does.
Yes. We have got, for winter time, we've got Winter Reading Records, which it's an illustration that is made for you to colour in and add titles to the books on the bookshelves. So
lovely.
You've got an interesting and creative way to record your books, and you can colour in the little scenes and have some fun. So good for kids, good for adults. They're completely free. So if you come into the library, ask the staff to have a look through the options. There's four different styles, and you can grab one for yourself.
That looks like fun.
Yes, well, we hope so. We just thought it'd be something a bit interesting, and everyone likes to colour in, so.
Yes, indeed.
Another thing, we do have a puzzle in the library that has been going for quite some time now. We haven't seen any progress on it for a while, so
okay.
I'm wondering.
That's a challenge.
I'm wondering whether or not we should get a new puzzle. So if you're a keen puzzle enthusiast and you like the idea of being able to come in to the library and do puzzles, especially during this weather, please come and tell the staff that you're interested in a different community puzzle. If you have that interest, we would love to know about it.
Okay.
And the weather is slowly turning worse and worse.
Yes.
So winter has definitely arrived.
And we finally don't need to water the garden. So with that free time,
yeah,
we can
come
in and
anything to get people to come into the library, borrow a book, put off washing, anything like that.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
The exciting 3 months to come. Lots
of
good things there.
The Shelf Talk magazine is out now, so definitely come in and grab a copy. Lots of things to read, lots of fun, free stuff, and activities for the kids to do. So, grab yourself a copy. Yep. Plenty available.
Okay, thank you very much, Melinda.
You're very welcome, Jeanette. Thanks for having me.
And have a lovely winter.
Thanks.
Busy winter.
Definitely.